There you are. I was beginning to think you got lost along the way here. Please, come in. Have a seat. Dinner will be ready in just a moment. Tell me, you did find the place all right, didn't you? I know the roads can be a little bit difficult to navigate this time of year, especially at night. I hope it wasn't too much trouble. Excellent. It would have been difficult to have an interview if the reporter failed to reach their appointment in one piece. Oh, please, the pleasure is all mine. I'm just glad that you accepted the invitation at all. I have been very interested in your work as of late. Besides, there's no need to thank me just yet. You haven't even tried the food. Speaking of which, I do believe everything should be ready. Would you kindly join me at the table? You stay right here. I'll go grab the last of the meal from the stove. You're in for a real treat this evening. I hope you're ready. Here we are, cooked to perfection. I hope you're not a vegetarian. This is a very special main course. Okay. There. So before we get started, allow me to present tonight's meal. For starters, we have a lovely salad made with ingredients pulled from the garden this morning. For the main course, we have sautéed calf liver served with onions and capers, along with grilled beef heart with a balsamic vinegar marinade. And for dessert, we have a homemade chocolate pudding. I do hope you enjoy it. Oh, and let's not forget tonight's drink. A lovely Spanish red wine to accompany it all. Here, I'll pour you some. I find that this pairing goes wonderfully with the main course. Not too bitter to take away from the flavor, yet strong enough to complement it. However, no need to talk it up any longer. Please, dig in. So, now that the pleasantries are out of the way, let's get down to business. How long have you been a reporter now? Oh, really? Only a year. Well, I must say I am quite impressed. With your level of writing, you pass for someone with way more experience by far, especially your articles on the most recent disappearances around the city. What got you interested in such a field? A childhood dream? Oh, how admirable of you. No, I'm not mocking you at all. There is nothing wrong with chasing childhood dreams. The fact that you stuck with it from such a young age is sweet. In fact, that's what got me where I am today. As a little girl, I had always been fascinated with the human body, how it worked and what it could do. Of course, this led to some teasing growing up, but all these years later, I still love the field. Funny how things like that work out, isn't it? Oh yes, I have always wanted to be a surgeon, but it wasn't until high school that I truly fell in love with it. There was something so fascinating about anatomy, especially the dissections. Looking at how everything worked and came together, it was like seeing true art for the first time. That passion carried me all the way through medical school and led me here. Ah, done with the appetizer? Perfect. Let me carve you some of the heart. And there you are, and here is some of the liver as well. I do hope you like it. It is one of my favorites. So, what do you think? Oh, you like it? Excellent! I was worried for a little while. I know these things aren't your typical Sunday meal. The liver, especially, can be off-putting to some, with the texture and all. Did you know that a liver is a great source of vitamin A? It's also very high in protein, and yet it carries fewer calories than other cuts of meat. Some would even go so far as to call it a superfood. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bore you with details like this. It's just that the body is so underappreciated these days. You never realize just how much can be gained from knowledge like this. With all the fad diets and miracle pills, all one really needs to do is gain a better understanding of how the body works, and then you let it work for you. Take yourself, for example. You seem pretty fit, if you don't mind me saying. Would you consider yourself an athlete? A runner? Wonderful. It always makes me glad to see someone taking care of themselves physically. Nice strong heart, healthy lungs, a good pair of legs to go along with it. Wonderful indeed. Oh, it's nothing. Are you ready for dessert? Splendid. Let me clear that for you and I'll grab the pudding from the kitchen. Here we are, the grand finale. This is an Italian-style dessert, so it can be a little rich. Enjoy. Yes, back to the true topic of the night, the disappearances. You have written quite a few pieces on those, haven't you? My opinion. Well, I think it's quite terrible, don't you? At least, given the descriptions you give in your articles. Stories about some mysterious figure stalking the night, snatching away unsuspecting victims only to mutilate their bodies and harvest their organs. What was the title you gave them recently? Bottom Feeder? If I remember correctly. Oh, such a frightening picture you paint. It's a bit harsh, though, wouldn't you say? Well, I only say that because you simply don't have all the facts. Things like motive, means, and most importantly, identity. I may be playing devil's advocate when I say this, but your articles see things in such a one-sided manner. It isn't really fair to criticize the woman so harshly. I mean, yes, you... Why did I say woman? Why? I say that because that's who she is. How do I know? Because she's me, my dear. Oh, no need to look so surprised, my dear reporter. Are you really all that shocked? After all, you were so close to figuring it out on your own. With all that snooping you've been doing these past few weeks, I will say, your investigative skills are quite impressive for someone so young. But we can't have you spoiling my little secret to everyone, now can we? Easy now. There's no use trying to run. The paralytic in your food should be taking effect as we speak. Besides, if you leave right now, you won't get all that information that you've been digging for. You see, several years ago, I realized just how much the human body can do for us, just not in the way you'd think. People put all this time and money into creating a healthy body only to die and have it be put into the ground in a fancy box. Isn't that such a waste? Think of all the wonderful nutrients left to rot, all those beautiful organs essentially being thrown away and disregarded. We spend so much time focusing on animals around us for food that we neglect one of the most abundant sources right in front of us. In your case, right in front of me. Oh, shh. No need to struggle. It will be over soon. To the authorities, it'll look like you died in a car crash on your way back from the dinner. Shame that they never found the body. But don't worry, not a single piece of you will go to waste. A body like yours would be an awful thing to throw away. Unlike the ones I've taken off the street, while they were a nice treat, they all lacked something. Although tonight's meal was the best so far, it did take more work than I care to admit butchering the heart, all those strings and blood vessels, but in the end, it turned out better than I hoped. The girl's blood really helped flavor the pudding too. Monster? Oh, my dear, I am no monster. The people I take are ones that won't be missed. If anything, I'm making the city a better place. Although, you're something special. To be honest, I think that what I'm doing makes me a better human. After all, you are what you are.